Many of you know that one of the decades-old curricula from the UUA that I still greatly value is called Owning Your Religious Past. An aggressive title, but much better than its old judgment, The Haunting Church. As we move deeper into this morning together, I want to begin by inviting each of us into one of the opening exercises from that class. It is a meditation on returning. So as always, I invite you as we move into a moment like this to awaken your body so that you can release it. You may wish to put your feet on the floor, your back against the chair, your hands unclenched, and your jaw slightly open so that you allow your breath to enter your nose, cool in temperature, filling your lungs, your diaphragm, and then warm out through your mouth. Finding that breath, paying attention to your body and to your heart, listening to the sounds of this rain as it washes over us. I invite you to call to mind a place of deep importance to you. This could be a church, a synagogue, a mosque, a temple. This may be a dorm room, a school building, an office space. Once you have that one physical location securely in your mind, scan out from it. Think of the neighborhood your space is in. And from there, approach your space slowly. Move all around the outside. What do you see? What do you hear? Are there trees or flowers? Parking lots or sidewalks? Is there a sign? How many entrances are there? Choose one and enter the building. And now, explore. Are there special smells in certain places? Unique sounds? Where is it dark or light? Where do people gather? Maybe there are places that are off limits. Notice them. Give attention to your body as you notice them. And finally, find somewhere you can sit down and do so. As you sturdy yourself in this place, settle into one portion of this place. Where are your eyes drawn? What do you hear? Who is with you? If no one comes to mind, invite someone to sit next to you. And for the next few breaths, imagine, listen to what this person would tell you about this place, to what they would tell you about you having been there. Let them share how you've been missed, or how it's carried on, or how it hasn't. Listen as you hear of the changes that have occurred over time, that have filled the hours and days and lifetimes since your time here. Return your attention to your breath, to your body, to this place, and yourself among these people. The prolific American fiction writer Octavia Butler is often as saying, "All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. The only lasting truth is change. And for Butler, God is change." For those of you still in the spaces of your previous home, I invite you to come back into this space when you are ready. The summer of 2007, I spent about 8 weeks in an extremely rural village of Tanzania. You've heard me share about this before. We were in service to the community to build, to learn from the villagers as we assisted them, and we would navigate our being guests in that sacred space by wearing Tanzanian clothes and speaking their language, speaking Swahili. It was a deep immersion into another culture, and by the end, I dreamed in Swahili. Only somewhat remembered the clutter of New York City while under that southern sky, and rarely, if ever, could recall the day-to-day of what awaited when I returned. The first time I knew what had happened to me during those 8 weeks away, I was in a Brooklyn deli trying desperately, hungrily, to order an egg sandwich. My neighborhood was primarily Spanish speakers, and at the time, I could get by with relative ease, but the man behind the counter couldn't understand anything that I was saying, so I repeated my broken Spanish more slowly this time, more concentrated, but still nothing. A corner from my apartment, from my home, in which my clothes and my pictures were hung, where my belongings were kept, and where my friends met, my brain couldn't figure out where I was in that moment. It couldn't figure out how to be with others. I didn't know which language to speak, and so there I was, asking for eggs and cheese and bread in Spanish and Swahili, and then finally, once I realized what was happening, English. It wasn't only the way my brain couldn't figure out which language to use, though. That was easy. That was a matter of patience and slowing down and acknowledgement of the secret stretching that was happening in my head and heart as I navigated my return. It was also how I saw the world differently. You heard Robin say words similar to this already, how the pace of our lives felt violent, how the reflection of myself was something I had to learn to look for again, how stories about other people so easily now were met with curiosity instead of fact, because I had lived with other people. My leave-taking was exciting and adventurous, but my return was painful as much as it was clarifying. I know we haven't each been to Tanzania or some place of a similar adventure, but I imagine each of you has experienced some version of this before, some intentional letting go, a shedding of skin. Children trying on popularity or sexuality or intellect away from being who they had been made to be, the second career mom who tries on a different kind of authority, responsibility, attire. The gathered body on folding chairs who meet to name addiction and loss, a letting go but a claim on who they can be. These are letting goes. These are leave takings. And then there are those quiet, unexpected reworking of the brain, of the private culture of our hearts and thoughts, a listening when we would have spoken, a song when we didn't know we sung, a falling in love with some place or someone that felt foreign or frightening. We change when we leave the places that were once our own. This is what I thought of this past Monday as I watched Robin's car pull familiarly into the driveway, and then Robin herself, hands full with boxes and books and looking, as always, ready for whatever awaited, and she entered the building. I thought of that time in Tanzania and trying to find my speech in Brooklyn and what it would feel like for me to sit in my childhood pew. It is a test of the heart to return to the places we have left. And so our hearts are always tested. Each Sunday, when we enter this building again and find our familiar seats again, greet our friends and chosen family again, it is easy to return without asking how this place has changed in our absence. And it will continue to be. How will it continue to be? How has it been already changed by our own fingerprints, tears, curiosity, and commitments? We can forget to ask how this place may need us still. You who has been here for a decade of Sundays or a lifetime of committee work, and you who will be celebrated as a new member next week, we can forget that today would not be the same if you hadn't chosen to be here, to return here, to change us, and to be changed. Now, one day I will ask us to do that returning meditation again. And one day I will ask you to walk around the corners of this building, a slow exploration and remembering of temperature and light, of places off limits, and invite you to settle and sit. Who would you see? Who would you invite in to retell the stories of this place? Who would sit next to you and speak of who you were while you made a home here? I will one day ask you to imagine what this place would be without you. For all that you touch, you change. And all that you change, changes you. I look at Robin and try not to urge her back into what I expect her to be, what I have known her to be, but pause and wonder who she is now, now that she has returned. And I'll say with a bit of honesty that my heart worries a little with impatience and curiosity, wanting to know who we will be because Robin left for those months, and now who we get to be together. This Sunday and in the Sundays to come, I urge you to return to this place and to this people of whom you are a part, and marvel at the invitation before you to know your significance and to grow because of our choiceful life together. Every Sunday is a meditation on returning, and you make it so. For all those who have come here, we give thanks for the ways in which they have shaped our life together. And for all those who have left, we ache to show you who we have become. For all those who have returned again and again, Sunday after Sunday, in your heart, after questions of connection in your mind, while wondering if this place is yours, and joyfully too for each of you as homecomings can be, because today would not be the same if you hadn't chosen to be here. With gratitude, let us let the blessed be.